From our Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this is a Chair of Change podcast series, episode 12. Today's topic, if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit next to me. Part 2 of a 4-part series on spies, gossip, scandal, and innuendo. It begins with a simple, hey, did you hear what happened to Jim in accounting? Or, I heard that VP so-and-so got kicked upstairs. Why? Well, the rumor is that he missed his quarterly numbers for the second time this fiscal year. These are pieces of a puzzle that come with informative power or the power of malicious intent. No matter how they arrive, all too often as leaders, we tend to walk away, turn a blind eye, or be of the mindset, if it's not affecting me, why should I worry about it? Or worse yet, we take the Herculean efforts to try to shut it down and find ourselves caught up in the proverbial butter knife at a sword fight. I am not saying that you need to partake in the gossip. That would be unprofessional and would place your leadership in question with your subordinates. What I am saying is this. As a leader, you should understand that you do not have the means to end or control gossip. And if you can't end it, and if you can't control it, you should learn to work around it. Every piece of gossip, no matter how minuscule, contains within it a kernel of truth. A kernel that could hold the proverbial informational pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. In part 1 of our series, we talked about maximizing the efficacy of spies and informants within your organization to allow you to embrace the spirit of the phrase, forewarned is forearmed. Gossip is a form of information that can give you that same advantage, but we say this with a caveat. Unlike information delivered by your army of advocates, spies, and informants, gossip requires authentication, verification, and in some cases, tangible evidence. Gossip comes with the danger of the kids' game called pass it on. When one person starts with a story, and by the time the 10th person receives the story, a simple, I was on my way to the bakery for 11 loaves of hot bread, has morphed into, I was on my way to the bakery and 11 people would burn with third-degree burns because the loaves were too hot to hold. I think you get the point here. That is why it is so important to maximize the efficacy of spies and informants within your organization to obtain the highest level of authentication, verification, and tangible evidence. Now, some of you may be thinking, this is sneaky, underhanded, and I want no part of it. And we at the Chair of Change respect your opinion, and we would like to submit the following for your consideration. Sneaky and underhanded would be you partaking in the gossip, in creating it, in spreading it, and basking in the malicious discord gossip creates in the workplace. What I am talking about is the use of your advocates to help you create defenses that will make the phrase, forewarned is forearmed, your gossip cootie shot. And that's change you can count on. You can now follow us on Facebook by searching for us under the Chair of Change. Join the group and enjoy change you can count on. In addition, you can take the Chair of Change with you on the go by simply clicking on the iTunes button in your window player. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter, at Chair of Change. We welcome your comments and suggestions for future podcasts. You can reach us at coachingwithjuan, that's J-U-A-N, at gmail.com. From our Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, this has been episode 12 of the Chair of Change podcast series. Thanks for listening.